The dollar weakened further overnight, led again by dollar yen, which dipped to 152.80 in late Asia before rebounding towards 153.50 as markets positioned for today's January U.S. non-farm payroll report. There is growing chatter that hedge funds have been buying short-dated dollar-yen put spreads, reflecting expectations of a soft print following recent downbeat commentary from U.S. officials and a run of weak labor indicators. Consensus looks for 65,000 jobs and steady unemployment at 4.4%, though one banking institution notes the Bloomberg Whisper number has slid to 37K and warns that a clearly weak outcome could push markets to price an April Fed cut and drive the dollar index towards 96. That bank base case is a firmer 80K print with no major downside surprises from payroll revisions or unemployment, arguing that while a decent report could ease some near-term dollar pessimism, the backdrop still does not support a durable dollar recovery. Elsewhere, Aussie dollar broke above 71 for the first time since early 2023 after hawkish comments from RBA Deputy Governor Hauser extending to 71.28 and putting the 71.58 highs in view. On the geopolitical front, reports suggest President Trump is privately floating an exit from the USMCA, while Washington is weighing further seizures of Iranian oil tankers but remains cautious due to relation risks and potential oil market disruption. Central bank focus today includes remarks from several Fed officials, ECB Schnabel, and the Bank of Canada summary of deliberations. That's all for now.